Sono molto abituato.
I'm not accustomed to participating in encounters of this sort.
Allora vi chiedo,
so I would ask, before I start to speak of the life of Simona,
di farmi un altro regalo,
to
che ho visto oggi.
Give me another present amongst all those I've received today.
Chiedere,
and that is to ask of the Spirit
a me
to give to me words that are clear, and to you the availability of your hearts to listen to the Lord. And I would like to start by saying to the Holy Trinity of God, Amen, Alleluia, and thanks, because I've seen the best which the Spirit operates, which is you today. John Paul II,
when he
wrote, it's almost his testament, Nove Millennium in Unite. Number 9, he uses these prophetic words. Once again, the young people have shown themselves to be for the Church a special gift of the Holy Spirit. And Simona is this special gift. Who is Simona?
She
was born in Cagliari on the 13th of October
1960.
She's the third of six children. If for men of culture, things are important like books,
for
the saints, the important things are their encounters with Jesus. On the 20th of October, she becomes a daughter of God, three times holy, with his baptism. At 9 years old, she takes her first Holy Communion, and she eats the bread of eternal life. At 11 years old, she's confirmed with the sacrament of the confirmation. Up to this point, it may seem a normal wife. But no. He who loves Jesus is called to live his existence with enthusiasm. Simona, as an adolescent, loves life and is especially active in sport, in volleyball, and she's capable of telling this to the others. And then she's also committed in her growth in social activities. At school, she began to be very interested in the work of the poor. In 1977, she joins Operation Africa, an association which was started by a Jesuit, Padre Giovanni Pugioni, to cure lepers. It is an experience which educated Simona's heart and showed her the wonderful gratuity of hard work in dirtying one's hands, risking to lose face, wearing out shoes to gather funds and medicines so that everybody could get to know this operation. This was an experience which marked her profoundly and made her understand that she loved Jesus and loved Jesus in the streets. In 1977 also, there were other important events in her life. Her encounter with the charismatic prayer group Primavera. This is very important for her, and she realized that this was a turning point in life. In 1978, she received the prayer for the new effusion of the Spirit, and here she's reborn. The outpouring of the Spirit caused her to make a very special choice to become a workshop of holiness. And she came to know that she was holy, that is to say, happiness. That holiness is a choice of happiness. Because the Holy Spirit said, Christ is our happiness. She changes her life, she changes her way of living.
She was
inscribed in the Pontifical Faculty of Theology in Cagliari.
È una presenza di scandalo.
This causes scandal, creates problems because she's a woman in the midst of future priests, more than ever because she's a lay person putting her hands on the Holy Scriptures, but under the guide of the Spirit and with the strength of the community, realizes that the difficulties which she's encountering, they help to strengthen flagging hands to meet the challenge, and she meets it in a brilliant way. She gets top votes in all her exams, top marks. Really, it's true. The Lord gives strength to the weak. She carries on her studies until 1983, which was the beginning of an experience which overcomes her, but doesn't overcome her. It profoundly marks her, a calvary of love, an illness. In 1981, and she's open to the beauty of love. She gets engaged. This is a wonderful period for her. She dreams communion, of becoming important to qualcuno. And the Spirit continues to say to her, which we very often forget, you are important for me. You're precious in my eyes. You belong to me. She lives this experience of engagement, dreaming of her family, but she doesn't close in this vision. She has a new vocation, a moment of great grace. She takes part in the international meeting, charismatic meeting in Strasbourg, and she goes back to Calvary to become a member of the Seminar of Hope, the Seminary of Hope. This is the announcement. The charismatic community is a call to announce the riches of God, which is sowed in our hearts. And it doesn't belong to the individual, but to the community. And Simona returns home like this. But in her heart, there is a challenge and a dream. In her encounter joyful with Christ, she has three challenges. One, bet everything so that Christ may be the joy of young people. Secondly, bet everything so that the renewal may be a prophecy of holiness. And the third thing, bet everything so that the church may be a really strong experience of communion and faith. Now, looking again at the life of Simone, we can say that she won this challenge. It's a daily challenge, which she met in the most simple way, putting her joy and her service of the gospel with intelligence. Her way of behaving was this: it's forbidden to be sad, humble and too ordered. As a young person, she believed very much in life and friendship, because through others, she discovered herself in the face of others. In the community, she really discovered the face of Jesus and the Spirit. She tried to love people around her, and above all, she tried to be friend and in love with everybody. One can say that her experience of earthly friendship was just the way to her falling in love and a reflection of her falling in love with Jesus, her more profound love. In daily life, she showed us the way to live our love of God. Simona lived her daily life as a place which was privileged for meeting God. She was very assiduous in following the gospel and following the story of God today, of crying with who cries, of laughing with he who laughs, and being joyful with who is joyful. She wasn't a simplistic person. She wasn't a bigot. Quite the reverse. She worked for the transparency of hearts. When she encountered friends, that seemed that she read in their hearts, gave you the words that you needed. Her presence became an embrace for consoling, enthusiasm for sustaining. A daily life which at the end of her life became really an experience of the cross and became her most important choice. Loving God, loving Jesus. And it's not so important doing, but doing the will of God, but that God is our joy and celebration.
She was.
She passed hours in adoration before the Eucharist. Jesus was her companion, her bridegroom. In the last days of her life, the Eucharist, with the permission of the bishop, was brought to her while she was in a seat through a syringe. She couldn't eat anything. She just had need of Jesus. So in her diary she said, I come up to the altar to drink the blood of God. He suffered atrocious pain. I drink his blood of God. It's joy, life, hope. Simona lived her experience of the Eucharist like living with a companion of a journey. And she took this commitment to love the Lord to the extent of becoming the tabernacle of the Lord herself. If only we could become the same, transparent towards God. Her heroism is not important. What is important is her faithfulness in sufferance, this courage to live with great dignity the suffering. She was immobilized in bed. The last day she became mute, deaf and dumb, and blind. But she always sang to the Lord. The suffering of Simone became an embrace of the Christ, of the cross of Christ. She had said, behind your cross, Giles, there's an empty place. And that's where she wanted to finish, holding the hand of Mary, the Christ of God. A cross which is called the lift, which takes us up to paradise. That place behind the cross, behind Jesus, was her place, but it's also ours. Behind the external appearance of a joyful girl, who some would say how unfortunate she was because she died at 24 years old. Behind this appearance is a great announcement, joy. Simona was a girl who was in love with life. She found in daily life a heart. She had the courage to let herself be guided by the Spirit up to the point of great humility to entrust herself to her community to be happy. We can read in this a message. If we don't entrust us to our community, who will help us to be holy? Meeting Simona means to accept the invitation of the Spirit to sell at a dear price our old heart to receive in return a new heart. I will take away your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And we find this in her beauty, singing to the Spirit, up to the point that she said, everything is a gift of God. Three fixed points in her life. One, charity in the first place. Who is in love with Jesus, meet him along the road in people who no longer have any dignity. And for this reason, she gave a lot of effort to helping the poor people of Cagliari with food, clothing, and when she could with money. And she gave much attention to sick people. che si faranno sui cireni.
She was
perché abbiamo sempre bisogno di essere
the Cyrenian
per portare la propria croce.
Ill people, and they in turn became Cyrenians for her.
Non voleva mai
putting herself always at the last place.
Ma era
she didn't suffer from the desire to be evident.
Umile e semplice anche nel vestiario.
She was simple in her clothing.
Senza trucco.
She liked to have a clean face without makeup, without lipstick,
senza pendagli sui colli,
without jewelry, the simplicity and sublimità.
Il suo impegno apostolico era
proprio apostolic commitment was for the conversion of herself and for the others. And this is how she's a gift for everybody, a gift for the community, for the charismatic renewal, a spring for Sardinia, and for the charismatic renewal in all the world, because she's a gift of friendship, a special sister, a friendship which is difficult to find very often. The heart of her day was prayer, but also commitment to the community.
A comporre canzoni,
she was often to be found writing songs, helping in the public rooms, helping with the liturgy.
È la gioia che passa attraverso di una compagna.
But the joy was the joy which passes through company.
È la gioia che sente il bisogno di
the joy which feels it needs an instrument, in her case, the guitar.
Giovani.
This was her company,
una
as of for many young people.
Arpeggi.
Also, she was a companion for journeys. How many times camping?
Una trentina di canti di lode adatti per la liturgia.
Over 30 songs she wrote for the liturgy.
Più di una volta.
More than once.
Si è impegnata a mettere
she's committed to writing down in her songs this expression.
Essere amici nel Signore.
To be friends in love. What does it mean?
Essere fratelli nel Signore.
To be brothers in the Lord. What does it mean?
Vuol dire
it means discover oneself,
capirsi.
Look for oneself, vuol understand oneself,
amarsi,
will love oneself,
dolori,
suffer the same sufferings
amore,
as the others,
non c'è
to find the same
Dio
love
il tuo cuore. In Cristo siamo
as that of Christ.
Un solo amore.
In Christ we are one love. In her diary she wrote,
dammi di comporre canti che faccio
let me write songs
i miei fratelli,
that make my brothers and sisters praise. Our world needs to hear people sing. They need to hear that there is a God, a God of love, who calls us to joy. In 1987, the National Chorus of Renewal in the Spirit produced an audio cassette which is entitled Sing, Sing, Sing. And she wrote the words.
Che abbiamo voluto titolare and, la nuova musica cassetta.
It is in her memory that we would dedicate this new cassette. Canta, 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 sing, sing, sing.
Come Simona hanno capito.
And we dedicate
che il mondo ha bisogno di sentirlo dare.
The words of Simona, so that the world needs to hear people singing that God is single, one and true, who loves us, who died, Jesus died and is risen.
Audio cassetta. A tutte quelle Simone di cui nessuno sa.
And we dedicate this audio cassette to all the other unsung Simonas who are hidden in the anonymity of large numbers but are pleasing to God.
Ma soprattutto c'è un momento bello
above all,
della sua vita.
There's a beautiful moment
la
in her life. Her new Easter.
Simona
dies
anni,
at the age of 23 years. 18th of April 1984. It's Holy Wednesday. Ash Wednesday. Her funeral was celebrated with a large presence of people on Easter Sunday. Perhaps because for he or she who loves Jesus, the day of Easter is the best day of all. The Eucharistic celebration was accompanied by the songs of the resurrection which she wrote. If a grain of wheat falls on the earth,
it
will not die but brings forth fruit. The story of God in Simona begins to bring fruit. signs of grace have already come to us, but above all, the consecration to the Lord, come of my young brother Moreno, who just a few days ago has made his profession of faith, entering into the order of the Franciscan family. Who is Simona? She's a young person in love with life. Simona is a young person in love with the Trinity of God. Simona is a luminous arrow who indicates Jesus, who counts, Christ. She's a concrete example of the action of the Holy Spirit. She's also a thorn in our side, so that no one should fall asleep during his own journey towards holiness. Simona is a gift that today the renewal offers to the Church as a guarantee for its journey towards sanctity. Simona is a gift for all men. So that's why on the 18th of August 2003, in the Archdiocese of Cagliari, the bishop has opened officially the process of beatification and the canonization of Simona. If this has been possible, it's because behind Simona there was a great community. Who are you? And I find myself, since the 18th of August, to be the Vice Postulatore.
To you,
I ask the commitment to holiness and to pray. And to you I ask, in the name of Simon, of Simona, that she may become a model for all young people. And you will find where the books are outside, the image of Simona with a prayer.
I think
she's the first, I think this is right, the first cause of beatification for a young person of the renewal. And I hope it's the first of many. Thank you.